Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Today is a very special, special episode for multiple reasons. The first reason being our husbands are here. Introduce yourself. Hello, Nick and Leif. Give it up.
Hey, guys. Woo. Today, happy to be here.
Ooh, the energy is high. Woo.
Woo. Today is our Men Tell All episode.
This is a first for us. We're really letting, you know, we were trying to think of what to call this episode. We were thinking, should we call it Let the Trash Speak?
Whoa. Absolutely
the
not.
The men finally.
No. Good thing we're on this.
Have a voice.
I think
men
we're on
get
this to
the voice
to
for 1 hour total of our podcast. But we ultimately decided on Men Tell All, and it was actually a decision today to involve the husbands because we thought it would be a good dynamic hearing what you guys have to say about, you know, the male perspective.
It can kind of even us out because we were thinking maybe we would just disagree with everything that was written into us, but
we would always probably be on the girl's side, you know?
Yeah. So it's good to have actual men here to advocate for the male voice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The men
we got you.
Species.
Yep.
Actually, you know what inspired me to
you know what inspires me?
What?
Fearlessness. Drive. I hate lazy people.
What the heck is that from?
What? Chelsea, what the heck? It's a TikTok. It's a very famous TikTok sound. Aww. Nicki Minaj.
She's on a different...
Oh, please.
I'm on the alt TikTok side. I'm on the berries and cream TikTok right now.
I've heard that too, but I'm shocked you haven't heard that.
No, it sounds familiar. I just like not the top of my head.
Chelsea got scared.
Just not a great memory. Like, she's a girl.
Rad. Everything.
No, I actually Chelsea have a great was just memory. Saying that she remembered stuff from when she was 2 years old. And I didn't.
No,
I said like,
I remember stuff from my house before I moved into my last house when I was like literally two or three. I have memories.
Chelsea has a great long-term memory and a not as great short-term memory.
Yes.
And I have the opposite.
Exactly.
That's why we're besties.
Yeah. Yin and yang. But actually what I was thinking today when I was like, you know what, maybe we should have the husbands on is because I was asking Nick about some of these questions that we asked on our Instagram story and Nick was actually spitting facts and I was like, maybe you do deserve a voice.
For one episode only.
So we're going to get into these questions, but we have some stories of some
psycho girlfriends, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Some bad experiences with girls.
And some because guys with feelings, actual feelings.
That are invalid.
That are never right. Yes. We did some question boxes on our Instagram and asked for like, you know, for only males to reply, which some of you disobeyed and some girls replied, but maybe a lot of the girls that were replying you
did
know,
it for
it
their
boyfriends. For their boyfriends, like their boyfriends took their phone and did it. That's what I'm going to think.
Yeah. we can kind of tell from some of the answers, but we're going to go over, you know, talk about it, the consensus, what the most common answers were for some of these juicy questions. Not to, I don't want this to be like a toxic episode, like, you know, that viral YouTube video that all those Vine boys did years ago? Like, what a guy looks for in a girl.
Oh, no.
And it was just remember. Like, I like when girls shave their arms. And it was like, it's just a joke now because it was like girls at that time that were watching that.
They took that as a standard.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, I have to be like this for boys like me. Yeah. That's not the point of this episode. We're just giving you insight because we always talk about like, you know, I would say sometimes we're a little hard on guys as well. Mm-hmm. We tell stories, you know, so we're just having a balance. That's the point of this episode.
When someone just comments, I'm gay, into the okay. thing. What's your biggest ick when it comes to girls? I'm gay.
Okay. Oh. Because of the ick?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But before we get into that, I wanted to briefly bring up the...
bring up my newfound stardom.
Yeah. I am famous and I will be stopping the podcast to pursue stardom. Our LuLaRoe document. Our
documentary that we started. We are the founders of LuLaRoe.
No.
A Ponzi scheme.
If you guys have heard of this new... I've seen a ton of people posting on Instagram about it. It's like called LuLaRich. It's about LuLaRoe, which is a... basically MLM legging company. If you are from Utah, you know exactly
you know
what
LuLaRoe,
I'm talking about.
100%.
And my mom watched it and she called me and she was like, didn't you work for LuLaRoe? And I was like, yeah, I did. I worked for one of their big conventions. I almost moved to California to work for their like executive office. But anyways, I worked at one of their conventions. The one I was like the guy in the documentary, his name's Sam. I was his assistant. And actually Sam was one of my music manager for a long time before he started working for LuLaRoe. So anyways, I was at the convention that Mario Lopez was at in the documentary, I guess. And there's one scene where you can see the back of my head. My mom screenshotted it. She's like, you're in the documentary.
I was there. Tyson was there. Nick and Leif were at this convention. Exactly. We were all at this convention because I was photographing for it.
Yeah, because I was going to say we went to, it was at the Disneyland Resort. And I was working like constantly, like all day, every day. It was actually huge. And I remember thinking like, you know, to go with the documentary. I haven't watched the whole thing. I watched a little bit of the first episode, but apparently they go into, you know, crazy stuff. I remember thinking like, they must have a big budget. Like they must have a lot because they got like Puff the Dragon, Mario Lopez for all of these ladies. And I was like, okay, we're like, you know, that must not be cheap.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, then they were like, oh, let's fly JC and Tyson out. And we can have them like do a thing on photography. So JC and Leif stayed like at the resort with us. And then it was just a family affair. We were all part of the scheme.
Nick and I were interviewed on that show. We're on one of the episodes.
Yeah, you didn't know.
It's like a main part of that.
Because on one of the days when you guys were busy working, we went out, had lunch, and put it on the tab. We didn't pay for it.
Oh.
So they interviewed us about that.
And you got audited.
They said that they literally
did
that.
That was a pretty good lunch,
yeah.
Yeah. Not joking.
We said just charge it to the room.
Charge it to LuLaRoe.
Yeah, that's for the unpaid work.
Because they are LuLaRich. That's where it came from. We said it.
Yeah, we made up
the
name.
We heard they're LuLaRich. But I was going to say, I haven't watched the whole thing, but...
It basically talks about how that company is a pyramid scheme, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of the documentary is that, you know, it's this wholesome quote-unquote company preys on certain people, you know, and...
Takes advantage of
people. And people will go bankrupt because of it.
The company wasn't driving any sales of any of their products. It was all just done by getting more people into the company.
Getting people underneath them to buy packages and sell more
their
leggings.
Downline,
The leggings are heiny.
And you know what? I will be the first to say, even at that time...
They were still ugly.
They were still ugly. Like, I remember, like, I would get a lot of free ones and I'd be like... Can I just have the black ones? Like, I just want the black. I don't want the patterns with the reindeer on them and like the flowers and
tribal print.
In the documentary, they showed
galaxy
some of,
print.
Yes. In the documentary, they showed some of them that like had bad prints where it'd be like a hamburger, but in the wrong spot.
Oh,
so it'd be like the two buns, like right on the crotch. So
it looked
like so bad, or it looked like there was like a
that's
Eiffel
like a white
Tower coming, like a tan Eiffel Tower coming out, and it's like looks like a penis like coming out of this. Anyways, it's kind of funny, but Anyways, just wanted to let you guys know if you want to see the back of my head.
And if you want to join our downline, it's just going to be a $10,000.
That's exactly what this is.
We'll get you set up real
it's
quick.
It's a really cheap buy. It's just $10,000 and you get a big shipment of leggings and dresses.
Oh,
anyways.
It sounds
and you're
like
going to be able to sell them, no problem.
The weirdest part to me, I don't know if this, again, I haven't watched the documentary, so I don't know, but I went on their Instagram and like, they're still a company that's selling leggings. So I'm like, what do you mean? What? Came of it that, what came of the documentary?
Yeah, I didn't know that they were still in.
How are they still in business?
Yeah, I don't really know.
And all
honestly.
The comments are like, you are a horrible company. I'm like, well, that's, why would they agree to show? Because aren't the founders literally in it? So it's like, why are they agreeing to show all of this if it makes them look absolutely horrible?
I think anytime somebody who is the center of a documentary actually agrees to be on it, that's like the bad guy. They're trying to fix their reputation. It's almost like it's like when Ted Bundy wanted to be his own lawyer.
Well, I think the producers play into that. Like they would say that they're telling like their side of the story.
Or they just really appreciate the exposure. Like they want that for marketing. They think it'll drive more traffic somehow because there's a lot of people who think any publicity is good.
You know, honestly, true. I think some people are just so egotistical as well that they just literally
don't even care.
It's horrible. They're meme monsters. They just want to,
yeah, it's like, oh, well, yeah, I want to talk about it.
Because I've been seeing these comments and it doesn't look good for the company.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the company's heading in a good direction. Yeah. But I need to watch the full documentary to get the full picture, I guess.
More like Lula Rutrow.
Exactly. You know, next time someone says your outfit is trashy, say thank you, okay? Because Girlfriend Collective turns old plastic bottles, fishing nets, and other waste into clothing you will never want to throw away. Girlfriend Collective, they have the cutest stuff, you guys.
Yes.
This is kind of a little, you know, like manifestation moment or something.
I was about
to
say we
them.
Manifested this. This was on our list from years ago of brands we wanted to work with. We love Girlfriend Collective. We're so excited to be working with them.
So this brand has sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, swimsuits, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. So whether you're working out, running errands, doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity. Their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support whether you need compression or comfort. I have to say, that is so important in a legging is having it be squat-proof. I was actually thinking about that today at my workout class. I was thinking, I'm so glad that I know that my leggings are not see-through right now as I'm doing these squats.
They use recycled materials to make their clothing and their shipping is 100% recyclable. And Girlfriend Collective also has a garment take-back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving your pieces a long time from now, of course, you can send them back to be upcycled into new girlfriend gear. So join the collective today. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering first-time customers $25 off purchases of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/whatwesaid. That's $25 off, $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/whatwesaid. Girlfriend.com/whatwesaid.
All right, guys, we have to tell you about an amazing new service we've found called FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift from art prints and diplomas to the photos sitting on your phone. You can FrameBridge just about anything.
So here's how it works. You just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they will send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. You preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts and choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. I have to say that personalized photos, like getting your photos framed, adds such a special little touch to a home.
Yes.
I always love, obviously, Leif and I take a bunch of photos, and whenever we get pictures framed and hang them up, it just makes my heart warm, and I think it just really adds to the space. So instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code WHATWESAID. So you guys can order online at framebridge.com or stop by a FrameBridge store to work with the designer in person if you are in New York, DC, Atlanta, or Philly.
Get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code WHATWESAID to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code what we said. Framebridge.com, promo code what we said.
Should we get into these questions?
If we must, give the males a voice. If we must, let the trash speak.
Who is the trash?
Don't get it twisted. Men as a whole.
You guys are the trash.
Okay. This is.
No, you guys are the small percentage that are not trash. Opposite of trash.
I don't agree with that.
I would agree like that you two, you girls.
Are trash?
As well are the small percentage of girls that are not trash.
Boom. Okay.
I'm like, you're misogynistic.
And most listeners of the podcast are also not trash.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All listeners, if you listen, you're not trash.
You have no flaws. You do not need to work on yourself or change.
We love you. Everyone loves you.
Everyone loves you. You're probably popular and cool.
The men are trash thing, you know. It's a joke, but it also...
It's a joke until
it's not.
No, it's not a men, girl thing. It's people. People are trash. There are trash people everywhere.
And people make mistakes.
More so men than women.
You know, some people might be trash for a day or have a moment of weakness and be trash, women and men. But it doesn't mean that you're a dumpster your whole life.
Oh my gosh, I love that analogy. And I really do believe.
Someone make a cute graphic of that.
You don't have to be a dumpster your whole life. Brilliant. I think there are definitely a lot of crazy girls who do prey on... Mm-hmm. Very sweet guys.
Yeah, you know what? This is the one episode I will let my walls down and I will say that, you know what? Women can also be problematic.
Definitely.
But so enjoy this episode.
Such a bold take from you. Thank you.
1% of the time. Okay. Well, the first question we asked was, what is your biggest ick when it comes to girls? I think that you boys should answer all these questions first. What is your biggest ick?
Did you delete that from the highlight? Because I can't find it.
Girls that think they can sing. They're like so into the song, singing.
Oh, yikes.
And it's not good.
Are you calling me and JC out for our YouTube channel when we were 15?
No, you two are good.
That is actually a cringeworthy thing just in general. Remember Abby's story of the guy singing in the car? And he was horrible.
You know, I want to say it's almost worse when a guy does.
It probably I completely is, agree. That might be true.
I'm just kidding.
Or when girls like try to be too like storybook romantic, like with the things that they say.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That is
like you give them a hug goodnight and they're like, think of anything.
Like, goodnight, my prince.
Yeah, like
okay, like, that I've never even heard.
I feel so wonderful in your arms. Just like the way they say it.
Sounds very specific.
Have you had a girl say that to you, Leif?
Probably. No. Look at
something like that, though.
Leif, you do give great hugs. Be honest.
I know.
I feel wonderful.
What is the most cringeworthy thing a girl has ever said to you?
I'm not good at coming up with that stuff. I can't remember.
I know for a fact Nick knows what it is, but he's not going to say it because he's too much of a gentleman.
There's been a couple.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You should just say it.
No,
you don't have to say who it is.
No, it's
they don't
fine.
Listen.
No, it's okay.
Should I say it?
You guys can, this is the thing. I don't care.
This is the thing, you guys. We got to start opening up more about our lives. The reason that it's hard to share personal stories is because you know it's going to get back to the person with the podcast. It's like
exactly.
It always does. They always
look at Nick. He's shaking in fear. That
I'm not in fear. I'm just I have a terrible problem that I think about other people's feelings too much.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's let your guard down and hear the story.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No.
I thought it was coming from Chelsea.
Oh, you want me to tell it? Okay. I thought you were going
to
be brave.
I don't want you to tell it, but if you want to tell it, you can do it. I don't want to.
Well, no, some girl just basically, you know, Nick was fresh off his mission, you know, an innocent little boy. And some girl told him to touch her shorts and was like, I'm not wearing underwear under these. And Nick was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, maybe high school Nick would have had a different reaction. But when a boy just comes back from his mission, he's a little bit, you know.
Give me a week. I'm just kidding.
He's like, give me a week and then I would love that.
I'm just messing.
But like things like that, because that's the same with guys. You know, if they try and be too sexy or too like.
Sexual.
Yeah. And they say
if
something.
If you're not
you're
comfortable
like,
with
what?
Them, it's like, what in the world?
Yeah.
That's true.
Some of the guys listening is probably like, wow, Nick is. Such a soft ear.
No.
You know?
No.
Here's the thing. You guys can't think about guys. Guys don't really listen to this podcast. So just
for all the guys listening,
we do it for the girls, okay?
We we believe in you and we.
For all the guys listening, don't worry. I love when girls don't wear underwear. I
love touching girls' butts.
okay. Like, actually, I thought it was really cool that she said that.
Do you have any more icks, Nick?
None that I can think of. I think Lave covered it.
The storybook that was sweetness.
Pretty good, I feel actually. Wonderful in your arms.
Just kind of like Yikes. Those cliche things that they say. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start reading some of these from other males. I don't know why I keep saying males. It's like boys or men, whatever. Gross oily hair. You know, I'm going to start feeling like personally attacked by a lot of these, I think. Yeah. As well.
Okay, Yikes. We're going down this road. Really long fake fingernails. Too long. Those are fine. Those are okay. But if you can't perform basic functions of hygiene, things like that, take them off.
Yeah, me and Nick were talking about this. He's like, there's just no way you can get like all the way clean when you go to the bathroom and wipe if you have like that long of nails.
No, I'm not even talking about wiping. Anything. Anything at all. They're just kind of, even just to look at and the sound they make. Yeah, they're gross.
They're gross.
Okay, good to know. People said too much makeup.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bad attitudes, rude to the wait staff.
Yeah.
When they're mean to themselves. Is that really an ick if a girl talks bad about herself?
Yeah, it just shows that she's like, doesn't have really high confidence. Even if she's joking, a little too much is.
It doesn't make you want to like console her even more, because I think some girls like are looking actually for validation with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't
look good or something. Yeah.
Well, if it's too much, like, well, then it's true. Just too much.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And it can start becoming unattractive.
If they can't love themselves, they're not going to be able to accept love from you.
That's true.
It's deep.
If a girl says she's only friends with guys, like pick me girls. Oh, I do have a question about pick me girls. Like, do guys care if a girl is a pick me girl? Or do they actually like when girls are pick me?
I saw some guys said that one of their red flags is when a girl says she is only friends with guys. That was the red under the red flag section. Like,
do you know what it's
like?
I
don't really have girlfriends. I just hang out with guys. It's like,
That's a. There's definitely probably red flags there.
I agree.
So they'd probably be really fun to hang out with as a friend, but like if you're trying to be in a serious relationship, it's like no point, I think.
Yeah. What do you think, Life?
Either they're trying to just be like cool, like one of the guys, and it's
cringy,
a little cringy, or they can't keep their relationships with their girlfriends, and that's not a good thing.
True. Makes sense.
Probably a lot of drama with them.
Okay, you know what I saw a lot of is people saying shedding hair. I saw so many people say when they like lose a bunch of hair, like they have like hair on the wall of their shower, they shed hair a lot.
That doesn't bother me. I grew up with three sisters. They would spell my name in the shower wall with their hair.
That's what I was gonna say. I shed my hair all the time. That's not something I can help by any means.
Right. It's like you go
and I'm not kidding. I saw so many people say that.
My hair sheds.
Yeah.
You're a sheddy boy.
You're a sheddy
like,
boy.
Like, maybe they mean when you get up and you have, like, a bunch of hair left on your pillow. Like, that seems like a personal attack. Underarm hair.
A lot of people said when they smell bad.
Yeah.
Which I think is I would agree.
Self-explanatory.
That's like a natural thing, guy or girl. If they don't smell good to the person you're going on a date with, that's on a human level.
Yeah.
Not good.
Number one is like hygiene and like smelling good. I feel like that's part of your attraction to someone.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Periods. Yeah. Amazing.
There's like a 10-year-old writing in.
Oh, yikes.
Their ick is a period. Cool.
Phone addiction.
Actually, yeah.
Leif the phone addiction. Leif just looks at me and does this.
Nod slowly. You have to tell them. They can't see what you're doing.
I know. They get the vibe.
They can read our minds. We're besties. fake lashes. What are your guys' takes on fake lashes?
Well, they can be well done or not well done.
If you're having trouble keeping your eyes open,
yes,
probably stay away. Yeah. And if they're just the cheap ones,
what do you guys think of the lash lift and tint?
I like that a lot better. It's your own lashes. I think they look great.
Go to Rachel Jane. On Instagram.
She's good. She's really nice too.
Also, aren't fake lashes kind of out?
No.
No,
the very like spidery, thick, voluminous ones, I would say, are out. But I feel like sometimes if lashes are done well, sometimes you don't know that they're fake or real. Okay. And it depends what kind of lashes we're talking about.
But I feel like it used to be in to like everyone knew they were fake lashes.
But yeah, I think the eyelash extension trend was very in. Even when we were in high school and our ending few years and in college, it was like the thick lashes were in.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a cute, almost like cute look.
Yeah.
And now I don't think it's in
We've
anymore.
Evolved a little more of like a natural,
now,
but
it's
still
ick.
Thick.
Exactly. Yeah, used to be in, now ick. Love that. When they don't have any motivation or aspirations for the future.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. But sometimes it's hard.
Maybe they're just trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Give them time.
You guys are defending the girls. We love a men who stick up for women, lazy women.
Well, maybe they're just not comfortable telling that person their actual aspirations.
They say, people say, or men say, when girls play dumb.
Mm. Yeah, like act stupid.
It's like dumber than they are.
Yeah.
That
can you tell? Can you tell the difference between like an actually dumb girl and a girl who's acting dumb?
Probably.
Yeah.
Who in your life do you feel like acts dumb?
He's like, you two are the dumbest people I know.
He's like, haven't you guys read your reviews?
Like to be, you know, they act dumb to be kind of flirty, you know, because they think that's what guys want. Just like a
They think guys want to. I mean, you can't blame them. Guys do love to mansplain.
Some guys, yeah.
I'm sorry. I really can't. I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard.
People probably think that you're basing it off like your relationship with me.
No, no, no. It's definitely not. I think you're a unicorn, genuinely. Like, you don't do any of this.
I'm seeing a lot of guys say when girls are too much. Like, when they're just like too loud or too cocky. When they think they're bad bees, etc. I don't know about that. I feel like that's almost a part of, it's like, well, if a guy was being loud, it would be cool. And because it's a girl, it's kind of like.
If that's just their personality, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think some guys have preferences.
Yeah.
I think some guys like girls like that. And some guys are not like.
I guess just like girls would think the same. Mm-hmm. Like if a guy was being very loud, it's like, okay, you're too much for me.
Yeah, some girls like that and some girls are like, that is such a turnoff that he's like, so
it's interesting. If that guy is like really extroverted himself and he likes to be center of attention and she's like competing for it, could be a difficult relationship or great. There might be a successful relationship with like two raging extroverts, but usually that it takes an introvert and extrovert relationship.
Yeah, need some balance.
A better click, yeah.
I think we should move on to the red flags.
Yeah, I agree. We had a lot of bases to cover.
Okay, red flags. Talking bad about other girls, especially when you're just meeting them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say that's red true. Flag.
Mm-hmm. She has no brain.
Okay.
Yeah, that would definitely be a red flag.
Like no physical brain in her actual head.
I need to get her to the doctor.
When she expects you to pay for her food on the date.
No, that's what
I
you
don't
do.
Think that's a red flag
no,
either.
No, it's not.
No, it's not a red flag.
When
no.
she expects you to pay? Is that what I said? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, I think
that's just like social norms.
Totally.
It's all right.
And if you're not willing to work or make money to take someone on a date, then you're not that interested in her.
Hmm.
I mean, that's kind of a, is that not being polite? But I think that's my kind of take on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're a gentleman.
Rude to customer service workers. I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think that's true for guys and girls across the board. If someone you meet is, especially when you just meet them, are mean to the waiter or waitress, no go.
What about like over the phone and they're just gone through the ringer for like 45 minutes?
Putting what?
Like what? Never mind. We won't go there.
Wait, what
if he's on like a customer service call and it's been like 45 minutes? Is it then okay to like lose your cool? Maybe.
Depends.
Slightly. It depends on, not cool to be rude though.
Yeah. A lot of people said on the first date, she assumes you'll pay. You know what? That's like for the first date, if you ask, you should pay.
Definitely.
If the girl asked, then she,
yeah.
You know, assuming that you would pay, maybe would be a red flag. But if you asked her on a date, like.
I feel like that's what makes it a date.
Yeah.
Right? Like it would be just hanging out if you guys are just going to go buy your own food.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A lot of people said self-absorbed, like posting on social media all the time about them, talking a lot about themselves.
True. Unless they're like, you can tell they're really building a business or they're like trying to do self-marketing.
Mm.
And it's just like purely for clicks and like fulfilling their like tank of self-worth, then yeah, it'd probably be a red flag.
People say when they talk too much about their ex, obsess over their ex.
That's what Nick was telling me today when I was asking him.
Mm.
He was just saying if they just talk about other boys all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
you're just
them.
Stuck in the past then at that point. Not being able to keep friends.
True.
Part of a pyramid scheme. Okay.
Sells LuLaRoe. Treats their family poorly.
That is.
When you came to my house for the first time when we were dating and you heard how mean I am to my family, was that a nick for you?
No, you're not mean to your family. There's a difference. Like, I can tell that you were, like, joking. But if you were legitimately mean to your family, it would be an ick. But also, your family didn't pay any attention to me.
Yeah. Oh, so my family was mean to you.
No, they weren't mean. I actually preferred it.
I mean, to be fair, me and JC have been best friends for like 10 years. And I think Colin just started like addressing JC when she walks into the house.
I don't know if they know my name still.
I actually prefer that because it can be a little bit intimidating walking into the home. Like my house, completely different. If someone comes over, it's just like a magnet. Like everyone just starts
bombarding.
Like, yeah, crowding mm-hmm. you. And that could be intimidating for some.
Yeah. Because sometimes even when I see other sisters fight, I get the ick and I'm not even like trying to date them or anything like that. But that's just how sisters are. They just fight mean.
Watching sisters fight is funny.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Is it, Chasey?
I'm like, yeah, it's really hard.
I'm like, it's one of the wonders of life. If you don't have that, I just don't know how you live a fulfilling life. Kicking and spitting and pulling hair. It's nasty.
Let's move on to what's the number one quality you look for in a girl. Be honest, we said.
Thick. Good heart. Yeah.
Thick. Okay.
That's with three awesome.
C's.
Wait, what was that? The last one?
I said thick with three C's.
Oh.
See, we said be honest because people are like, good heart, depth. Like, yeah, right.
Humor that meshes with yours.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
that's
of people.
Like, that's number one, I think.
That's top of the list.
I agree. We always talk about that. We're like, how the heck are you with someone if you don't get each other's humor?
Yeah.
Or laugh together.
That goes so much deeper to like humor, personality. Like, right. It's just, yeah.
Just getting each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
In general. Well, wait, now what's I'm the talking question about mine. Again? The number one thing you look for in a girl.
Oh.
Selflessness, people said.
Chemistry.
Compassion.
Someone, good looking.
The culinary look. Skills.
Cool.
Makes a mean chocolate chip cookie. I'm screaming. A fat ass.
Okay. Loyalty. Literally just ass. So many.
That's so funny.
Independence. Kindness to others. Strong-willed. Motivated. Loyal.
Fit/athletic, outgoing, and smile. Great personality understands me.
Big old titties.
From my husband, they say, they're adorable kind of cute.
Okay.
They want to find someone that's adorable kind of cute. Okay. That's very sweet.
So all of these things are describing your listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Aw, that's kind of cute.
What a great perspective.
This one that I read.
Oh, back to red flags. If they don't like dogs.
If they're allergic to dogs, you mean?
No, if they don't like dogs.
I kind of agree.
Like they don't think dogs are sweet.
You know, the more that I've lived life, I realize that if you truly like hate animals, you scare me.
Yeah, you scare me.
You terrify me. Like, I get not wanting maybe a huge dog to lick your face or something, but it's like if you can't appreciate like how sweet and pure dogs are and really just any animal, then
if
stay
you're not
far,
vegan,
far away from me.
No.
Get out.
Get out of here. I'm sure you guys can relate when you are experiencing any sort of anxiety or just sadness. Things aren't going well with your mental health. It definitely interferes with your happiness and prevents you from achieving your goals, just living your best life. So that's why we love our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is also amazing because you can just get started really quickly. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can just do this from the comfort of your own home, which I think is absolutely awesome. It is also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. And this service is available for clients worldwide.
licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, family conflicts, anger, anxiety, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, sleeping, trauma. You can find the particular expertise that you need online, so you don't have to limit yourself to the counselors located near you. Anything you share is confidential, it's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. We're going to take a quick little break to talk about ritual. I brought Nick here with me, my handsome husband, to talk about it with me because we want you guys to know that men and women alike love Ritual. Ritual is the multivitamin company that you know and trust. I have been recently using their prenatal multivitamin, and they have a pregnancy and postpartum protein powder that's delicious that I make some of my smoothies with. I love Ritual because they are traceable. You deserve to know what you're putting in your body and why. With our one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, you'll always know what's in our formulas, where the ingredients come from, and why they are included. So, like I said, they have different formulas for different life stages, you know, 18 plus, pregnancy, postpartum, 15 plus, 50 plus, men, women. You get 20 grams of pea protein plus a complete amino acid profile in their protein powders made with essential choline to help fill common dietary gaps.
With Ritual, it's a no-brainer. It's just part of your everyday life. It's one of those vitamins you should always take. Guys, this is a protein powder with great taste. There's no added sugar or sugar alcohols. And like all Ritual products, essential protein is soy-free, gluten-free, and formulated with non-GMO ingredients. So why not shake up your Ritual? To make something new, less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during the first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/whatwesaid.
Go check it out.
Okay, should we go to... Yes. Yeah, do you think guys and girls can just be platonic best friends? And this was the one I think girls answered. And I'm like, no. We want the boys to let us know if they think that girls and guys can just be platonic best friends. I'm not just saying like, oh, we're friends. Like, that's my guy friends. Like, yeah, you can, obviously you can have guy friends if you're a girl. But do you think that guys and girls can be best friends?
Best friends?
With and just be completely platonic?
No.
See, that's what I think.
This is the rudest. Someone says, yes, but the guy has to think she's ugly or think he'd be with her if she said the word. Oh, wait. I didn't read that right the first time. Do you guys agree with that statement? That's kind of so rude. He has to think she's ugly.
But the thing is, if a guy has no interest, is he going to put that much time and effort into it?
Well, that's what he's saying. Or he thinks that he would be with her if she said the word.
Well,
oh,
maybe if you like grew up together.
But it's like you're hanging out all the time and that's your best friend. And you have no feelings for her at all.
I don't know. In the world that I grew up in, guys and girls, it would be really hard to be best friends, like with the different activities you're doing.
And this is the thing.
What
with
do you
no
mean?
No feelings
what kind
involved.
Of activities?
Not just like, oh yeah, well, one of us is like, I'm saying you guys are best friends. You're hanging out. You're talking 24/7 and neither of you has feelings. Not that you're acting on it. Platonic as in you, neither of you have feelings. I think that's impossible.
I do too. Because if you're with someone every day, there's bound to be feelings that probably will come up, right?
Yeah. A lot of people said friends, yes, but not best friends.
Yeah.
Which I agree.
Which I agree 100%.
Totally.
Best friends is completely different. That's like you're hanging out with them
all
every
the time.
Minute of the day. They like exactly the same things you do. Like that would be very hard. Maybe there are some instances where that's true, but I don't think it's going to be a generally like possible.
Yeah, this one says no, because there will always be a moment where one thinks the other is attractive. I agree. I think like there will always be some sort of feeling involved if you're truly like...
There's not always action, like you acting upon it. But I think
one of you has found the other one attractive or wants to be together at some point.
What if you were best friends and then you... both did have feelings for one another. Maybe you started dating a little bit, but then you went your separate ways, married separate people, but then you're still friends and you're kind of like best friends still.
Do you have someone like this? Yeah, like,
no.
He's like, I have my awesome best friend.
I'm just trying
friend.
To figure out if
he's
it's
like,
possible.
He's like checking, the, even, he's checking the temperature.
You know,
to see
I think that's even worse because you've already gone to the point where you have crossed the line of being more than friends.
Yeah, now you're just, you did it and it was like, oh, like we didn't work well together as like, as dating.
So then that's literally an ex.
I would think that'd be almost like,
he's now, like, can I be best friends with my ex?
That
now?
Would be like an emotional affair, wouldn't it? Is that weird to think that?
Yeah, no, you're a cheater, like.
I'm not saying I did this.
I'm just saying, like, that would be weird if you're like telling your like this other girl like really deep things in your life. If you're friends,
yeah,
wouldn't that be the point of your wife?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and I think it's possible if one or two or both are gay. But if they're both straight, because a lot of people like, I mean, yes, if one of them's gay, and I'm like, no, we're talking about two.
Heterosexual,
yeah, male and people. Female.
I think here's my take too on this whole thing. If a guy is making contact with a girl daily, that means that he is interested and that the girl can take a chance and say, like, maybe if he's not like asking you out or like asking you to be his girlfriend, you can probably be confident enough to say, like, hey, what's going on? If he is making contact, even if it's one text. Or if it's one call a day, but you guys are hanging out pretty frequently, I think that at that point, he likes you and he's ready.
Yeah, this is what Nick was telling me this morning. We'll kind of get into it because this is actually one of our later questions. But he was saying, if a guy is making contact with you, he's making an effort once a day, he likes you. He's trying to show you that he's interested. If he's only talking to you once, maybe every other day, maybe every 3 days, that's as often as he's making contact. He's keeping you as an option, but he's not 100%. For you.
Yep.
And I thought that was great.
I agree. I think that's
a great rule of thumb.
Well, let's go into that question.
Okay.
Since we're talking about it. So when you like a girl, how do you show her you're interested? Look at them a lot.
Okay. That's creepy.
Kick them.
Kick. Okay.
Kick, push, throw sand.
Literally a fifth grader. I like to be mean to the girls that I like.
I'm sorry when someone says be extremely passive and never make a move.
That's not going to work out, honey.
That's like the total.
We're like, what a beta, man.
Yeah.
Pay for her stuff and spend time together. I'm very responsive more than normal.
Yeah, this is great for you ladies who write in and say, how do I know if he likes me? We're telling you right now.
Plan activities with them. Like, you know, put an effort to plan things.
Mm-hmm. I'm screaming at this one. I just acted interested in her best friend and she came running.
That's funny.
When that actually probably works.
Yeah, when it does work, actually.
Leif, okay, putting in effort to plan activities. I'm trying to think of the last activity we did together that you planned. Not interested in me anymore? Amazing.
Oh, no.
Why pay for the gallon of milk if he's getting the cow for free? That's not the same. Nice. Actually, I don't think.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's like, I mean,
when you get
at
married,
the
it goes by the wayside, but you got to put in effort. So mm-hmm. We got to make that stuff happen.
I know. I haven't planned any cool dates for us either, so it's okay.
Make her laugh. Someone said consistent talking, texting.
I think you're right. If a guy's interested, he'll put in effort. Don't you think? Like, if you're interested in a girl, you will make it known. I feel like you will talk to them, text them, call them. You're not just going to not do anything if you really like a girl.
Totally. But girls sometimes get confused and it puts them in bad positions because if like they go like 4 hours, say, without texting. Like mm-hmm. For me, I hated texting. It like drives me crazy. I still hate texting. So girls, they will probably freak out and kind of become a head case. It's like, oh, it's been 2 hours since he's texted me. If he's making daily contact and like just a few meaningful texts back and forth or calls once a day, he likes you.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I was going to say Leif was actually, I remember like guys I had dated before, we would text a lot. And then I remember we didn't text as much, me and you. I never doubted like when we were together or when we were texting or calling, I never doubted that you did like me. But I remember kind of feeling that same way where I was like, it's been like hours. And then I just realized
was
that
it ever
you,
days?
Never.
See?
The nice. Texting too much could also be a sign that it's like, it might not work.
I agree. I actually completely agree. I think when you're comfortable and confident with each other, you don't need to be talking 24/7. Yep. It's mm-hmm. It's more meaningful.
It's less like obsessive.
Yeah. It's more just, what's the word?
Natural.
Natural comfortable. And comfortable. Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, Leif and I, when we were dating, we did not text that much. we would, well, I mean, granted, you would work most of the day and then you'd call me after work and we'd talk and then we'd usually hang out or just talk on the phone or whatever. And I felt like that it was so much more meaningful than like just trying to get a text in when you can. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
a lot of people said trying to make her laugh. I think that's a good one that's too. You cute. Can kind of tell yeah. when like someone's 100%. Purposely like, you know, notices what you think is funny. And
yeah,
Nick
also
does that to me all the time.
You literally were like mean to me actually when we first started dating. Goes back to that. No, I'm serious. Like you were but kind of was, like playfully like kind of mean though.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I was trying to make you laugh. That's my humor.
Yeah.
It's like
he's
Chelsea's
trying to build
family.
You down you so that knew, he could pick you up.
You knew somehow that I, well, maybe you did that to
trying
every
to keep
girl.
You humble.
Cool.
You had 40K back then.
How am I supposed to compete with
I
that?
I was going to say, I feel like you, maybe it was a good thing that I would match your energy, you know?
Yeah.
Joke back with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you did.
He's like, yeah.
You got my humor.
He's like, yeah, that's yeah. why I was mean to you. I wasn't trying to give you a signal or anything.
Yeah. Trying to get rid of me.
I
awesome.
Would say Nick still does that for me. I would give him lots of credit every day. He tries to do something that makes me laugh. Like he'll come home from the store and tell me something that's like not true. And I'm like, why? And I'll laugh. And I'm like, what are you saying?
I'll just try to, I'll make up his, a story just to get a reaction out of her.
Yeah. And he's like, I just want to do one thing a day that makes you laugh. And I'm like, oh, that literally that's is the sweet. Best love language I could receive.
I don't think I said that. Because
no,
that would be
you
going
did.
Into
you're a simp.
You're a simp for me.
You are a simpy boy.
No, there's no better compliment. Simpy boy. There's no better compliment than getting like nothing makes me feel better than getting a laugh. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, when he got his hair cut to like it looked he looked like an army general when he shaved his head and he had like it was a little bit longer on top. He came home, he's like, everybody was like, thank you so much for your service. And I was like, no, they didn't. He's like, no, they didn't. I was like, how did you even come up with that? He's like, I just wanted to make you laugh.
That's funny. Okay, next up, the question for the ages. One for the books. Are you a boobs or butt guy? Answer just, wisely, Leif.
Just us.
Yeah. There's two very clear answers for you guys today. Answer it. If you don't answer them, I'll be very concerned.
I mean, obviously,
for each
both.
Of us separately,
both, but I
both is even pushing it, honestly. I don't
both,
really have
both, but leaning towards boobs.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, what about stomach? What about a bulging stomach?
That's even hotter. You know, I love the baby bump.
Okay,
I do like a nice butt.
Nice.
You compliment what, Leif?
He's gonna
I don't know why you guys think. I mean, I think you both have, you know, great, great cakes. You know.
Oh, Nick!
Is that not okay to say?
You have great cakes. I am.
Maybe we cut screaming. That out. Is that? No, you guys won't.
No,
you guys never
it
do.
Funny.
If I say cut it out,
it
you guys for
funny.
Sure. Will
no,
keep
that
it
was
in.
That was very nice. Thank you, Nick.
Is that
what we're gonna say?
Is
Leif?
That weird to say? Isn't
no,
that what the young
no,
people are saying
great.
These days?
That's great. I remember that you did compliment my cake when we were dating. So
really,
yeah, that stuck with me.
Why did you guys have such a reaction when I said that?
Well, it's just funny that you said both
that
of us
both
have great
of us
cakes.
Oh.
Well, okay,
Nick.
Sorry, Leif.
Nick.
Yeah, like wouldn't it Come be on. Weird if Nick's like, or if Leif was like, yeah, you guys both have great tits. Like
what?
Something like that.
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, okay, he's being honest. Is it not okay?
JC does have a great butt. I will agree with you 100%. Better than mine right now, especially. Everything from my behind has gone to the front of me. Like, I'm so lopsided right now, I literally fall over.
Fall
like,
over,
it's hard
right?
for me to stand up
You can
straight.
Fall over right on me, baby.
Okay, okay. This is going the wrong way. Anyways, you know what? I think a lot of people that answered this said butts, I feel like.
Nice.
Yeah. I
good thing I'm not dating anymore. I'll be screwed.
Whatever, dude. Don't talk bad about
that's
yourself.
Sad. He's like, that's an ick
that
for me.
Is.
You're grossing me yeah. out. I think more did say but I did see a lot of both.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people probably said what their girlfriend or boyfriend or girlfriend has.
Yeah. And a lot of girls were like, he said boobs. Cool. I have literally an A cup.
You know, I can look at a guy and tell you probably if he's a butt or a boob guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. First off, who's to say that even if they are like smaller boobs or smaller butt, that that's not
right.
like...
Yeah.
Attractive to them. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's preference.
That's true.
Okay, next question. You guys let that
I'm
just
getting
sting.
Uncomfortable. No.
Wait, I'm like, you guys are creeps.
No, this is what you'll learn. There's sometimes just silence when we're like trying to
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything bad. Should we get into the stories?
Yes, we should.
Okay, I'll go first. These are all sent in by guys. Let's just keep that in mind. Okay. Hey, Chelsea and JC, your podcast is hilarious. My wife and I listen all the time. Also, shout out to Nick and Leif. What's up, guys?
Oh, how did they know?
I don't know.
How do they know our name?
Yeah, what?
I'm like, how do they know about them?
We've tried to keep them on the DL. Okay, this one is a doozy, so prepare yourselves. So 1 year at a church camp, EFY.
Yikes.
We all know EFY. I met a girl. Let's call her Veronica. We flirted the entire week, and I had a feeling I was way more into her than she was into me. She was really cute and really athletic. She played football and told me she could bench press more than any player on her entire high school football team.
Whoa, Veronica.
A high school girl football team?
I'm not sure.
That's not the powder puff, though.
Just want to clarify, there is absolutely nothing wrong with athletic girls. I just remember being amazed by this. She even wrote me a song on her ukulele about how we met, which was cool, I guess, but I was super embarrassed anytime she played in front of people. Leif's ick. Playing music and singing.
Well, if they're not
good. Hold on. Did he mean to say that she was more into him? Because what he said was that...
I was more into her.
Yeah. He said, I had a feeling I was way more into her than she was into me. But then he's talking about how she's writing him songs and stuff.
Well, let's just keep going.
I'm sorry. Okay. During the week at camp, we gave each other our numbers. And after the camp, we kept texting. Shockingly, we actually hung out. It was at her house. We drank chocolate milk and watched Hot Rod, which my teenage self loved. I thought this chick was amazing. And then things started getting uncomfy. After hanging out that one time, I went on some week-long summer trip where I didn't have my phone on me a ton. Apparently, she had texted me several times, which I never saw. As I was getting home from my trip, literally pulling into my driveway, I see like four girls with hoods fleeing my front yard. One of them jumping off the roof from above my garage. They had TP'd my entire house like I had never seen before. Like every square inch of the house was covered.
This
was in broad daylight at like 2 p.m. They got in their car and got away. And my whole family was like, cool. I guess who got to clean it all up? And he put a little hand emoji. First off, I never told her where I lived. So the fact she found my house is astonishing. Fast forward like a week later and she messages me a link to a YouTube video. It's a video of her and her friends TPing my house, intercut with her performing the song she wrote me at EFY.
What the?
In the video, she kissed my front door, leaves a note with flowers on my porch, and climbs onto the roof and looks into my bedroom window.
Oh, this took a turn for the worse. How old are they?
I don't know.
Probably like 16.
At the end, she actually got footage of us pulling into the driveway as they were running away. I literally looked so dumb.
I can only imagine how they looked.
I think she did all this to be funny and quirky, but it was a little too much. Haha. Let this be a lesson to the guys or to text girls back. And if they can bench more than your high school football team, just stay on your toes. Chelsea and JC, you guys are amazing.
Ooh, not you guys.
What a great story.
That was good. I'm screaming. Wow. She was probably like, well, my chances with him are done anyways, right? Like, she didn't think there was a chance after that.
What do you mean? I think she was trying to get him with the video.
Get him back?
Yeah. Oof. Why else would she put that
Some
much
people
effort?
Have just such poor judgment.
Truly.
Well, wow. I'm impressed by her, honestly. That's
Nick's like, what's her number?
That's quite a feat.
He's like, can she still bench more than the football team? I'm interested.
Hi, my wife loves your podcast, and when she saw that you were asking for shocking experiences with a girl, she told me I had to send mine in. Side note, this is about a girl from my past, not my wife. I had just met a girl and taken her on one date. It was a pretty casual, definitely nothing serious yet, but we were having fun getting to know each other. For our second date, she wanted to pick the restaurant where we were going to have lunch. She picked a place in a nice outdoor shopping center near where I lived. We had lunch and we were still hitting it off like the first date, so I was feeling excited about her. After lunch, we started walking around the shopping center. We passed a jewelry store known for engagement rings, and she asked if we could go in. I was a little confused and taken aback, but I decided to just give her the benefit of the doubt and assume she just liked jewelry and wanted to look around. Well, I was wrong. We went into the store and the associate came up and asked us what we were looking for. She immediately told him we were looking at engagement rings and she had always wanted one from this store. What? I looked at her with eyes like, what the F word? And she smiled at me and just kept going with it. I mean, she was obviously joking, right? Maybe she was into role play or something. I literally was frozen and didn't say a word as she went on with the sales guy about what kind of ring she liked and how we were still a bit from an engagement, but she wanted me to know what I liked. We went as far as going into a private room while the guy showed us different diamonds and she tried on bands. I literally don't know if I was going to throw up, run, or laugh the whole time. When the guy pulled me aside privately to discuss my price range, I just could not do it anymore. I told him I was really uncomfortable and walked out of the store. The girl followed me, and to this day, I have no idea if she was serious or not. She was kind of laughing, saying she was kidding and just having fun, but also seemed upset, like she was serious about the rings and was sad I wasn't on the same page. Anyways, safe to say we did not have a third date and did not get engaged. Yikes.
That's shocking.
That's bad.
She like walks into Jared. She's like, I've always wanted to get a ring from Jared.
Yeah. It's like, oh. It's like, where are you at? That's okay. So, yeah, significant and special.
The sales associate's like, not this girl again.
She goes in there like every week on her dates.
It's like her date. Yeah.
That is really too much.
Yeah, you're right. Some girls just don't have a clue.
Range. That's so funny. Okay. I got my ex-girlfriend one of those giant stuffed bears when we were together. One night, she was so mad at me that her friend recorded a video of her stabbing this huge teddy bear with a kitchen knife with the grand finale of slitting the poor teddy bear's stuffed throat and all the fluff came flying out. That's the whole story.
That's kind of funny, but kind of really demented.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, my jaw's on the floor.
I am so glad I didn't grow up in a time when video was a big thing.
Yeah. Seriously.
Crazy.
People have it rough now dating with social
media. Dating is probably so rough.
Like, I can't even imagine.
It kind of seems like dating is not even a thing. Like, do people go on dates? Do people ask people on dates?
I think they do, but a lot of them meet on like dating apps. You know what I mean? I mean, that was just kind of starting to be a thing when we were in the
Snapchat. And then they come over to their house and but do they do like actual dates, like go out and do activities?
I'm sure they do.
I bet it's weird though, because they already know so much about somebody before they're even going to go on a date, which I think kind of takes away some of the fun, because the best part about dating is like uncovering like that person. Like,
yeah, it's like if you've already seen their whole social media presence, you kind of know a lot about them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It might save you a little bit of time. You can profile and like you can find like maybe a more compatible match, but you shouldn't be like going in a deep dive.
Yeah. Before the first date.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, your turn, Chels.
One time I was forced to go on a date with my mom's boss's daughter and she kept burping in my face.
Ew.
On purpose.
You're lying.
Ew.
That's disgusting. And when I would walk away or turn my head, she would blow it in my direction.
That is next level.
That's like her thing. That's her little quirk.
A little kink.
And when she saw I found zero humor in it, she would laugh even harder and do it more.
Ew.
So disgusting.
Drunk?
You gotta read the room.
No, you gotta read the room. I will say, like, I've heard from multiple guys, like, girls who punch and do things like that on the first date. My brother, he went on a date with a girl and he came home and I think you were there with me when he came home and he was like, that was the worst night of my entire life. Like, she kept punching me. Like, when something was funny, she would like, as hard as she can, punch my arm. And he's like, dude, ow, that hurts. You can't do that to me all night. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's like an athletic girl too. So it's like an actual punch.
Like just a nice uppercut. Just a nice jab right to the arm. Yeah. He comes home with like a black eye.
Literally has bruises all over his arms. Well, that's literally abuse and not funny. Sorry. Okay. So my wife played me one episode and now I'm hooked. Definitely feeling like an empowered king over here.
Heck yeah.
We've been saying for weeks that you guys should totally do a guy's story time episode. So thanks for reading our minds. This one comes from Mutual, which is a dating app, if you guys are not familiar. For Mormons. Okay. I had just gotten back from my mission and was trying out a dating app to meet new people. I'm generally pretty shy and I like to take things super slow when meeting new people. I happened to match with a girl who was from the town right next to me and she messaged me immediately. I also noticed somebody added me on Snapchat at about the same time this girl matched with me. I messaged this girl back on the app and tried asking a few questions to just get to know her, but she jumped straight to trying to hang out that same night. I was not about that and I was slow to respond. When I didn't message back on the app, I started getting messages on Snapchat. I realized this girl had found my Snap and was trying to message me on there now too. That was super weird because I definitely had not given her my Snapchat. It was getting late, almost midnight, and I tried to end the conversation for the day to go to bed, but she responded by saying, almost there, be there in 5.
What?
I responded and said she had sent that to the wrong person, assuming It was a mistake. I knew nothing about this girl and had been trying to make it clear I was not hanging out with her or anyone else that night. That's when I learned that Snapchat has a maps feature where you can see where your friends are at. And this girl's location showed she was right outside my house.
Oh, stop. Scary.
I was creeped out. It was now 1:30 a.m. and I had told her multiple times I was not free that night and I was going to bed. But now she had stalked me to my house. I was worried she was going to knock on my door and make my dog bark and wake my whole family up. Oh, so he like lives
at
home.
His family's house. That's even scarier.
So I decided to wake up my dog, a big German Shepherd, and take her outside to meet this stranger. I stopped like 10 feet from her car to just say hi, but she got out and came up to give me a big lingering hug. She said she was too excited to meet me, so she had to come say hi. We had an awkward 5-minute conversation, and she said she'd try to hang out with me the next day. As soon as she left, I unmatched her and blocked her on Snapchat and Instagram and never messaged her again.
But well, she already knows where your house is, dude. Yeah.
Oh, well,
hopefully
clearly,
she's not good with directions.
Well, you guys, he's like married now to someone else. So
is it her?
It's her.
Yeah. He's like, and now, well, she got me.
Yeah. Oh, that is scary. Actually an insane story.
That's pretty.
There's nothing more terrifying than finding out something like that, that like your location is just open to all everyone who has you on Snapchat. Or even someone messaged me, they're like, oh, I saw you were listening to this on Spotify. I'm like,
you're scary.
You know can what? See what I listen to on Spotify? They're like, I saw you listen to Christmas music this morning. I'm like,
it's like June.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you can see when I listen to the same song every like, 5 seconds.
I remember that actually would tell a lot about
it's still
like
happening.
Your mood. Yeah.
It's still happening that they can see
well,
you.
Well, why don't you change your security
I
setting?
I did. As soon as she messaged me, I was like, oh, that's funny. Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out.
What, Leif?
A lot of girls, well, not a lot, but some girls have this like preconceived notion that guys, any guy just wants them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they can just like do whatever the heck they want and the guys are just going to like it. You
They've
know?
Watched too many like rom-coms.
Yeah.
Where yeah, the girl's like, just dude, like I'm not so interested. Pushy.
Yeah.
So that is a good point. I think like there, that girl. There might be a few girls.
I feel
girls.
Like I know of girls like that.
They just think you're into them and it's like, no, yeah. I do not like mm-hmm. you.
Or the guys like just can, want to hook up like no matter what.
Even the burping thing. It's like I could burp in your face and it doesn't matter. Like guys, it's like, no guys one really just is like too me. Far. Like I'm the best. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. For sure.
I want to see this guy's profile. He probably marketed himself. Just,
well, especially
just perfectly.
Especially this girl that comes at 1:30 a.m. She probably just thinks like, oh, this guy's going to think it's so awesome.
But I want to meet him this
I'm
bad
here.
And I'm so like, forward.
Yeah.
This he's going to think I'm like, such a free spirit.
This guy's like, I just put in my retainers and I'm
yeah.
just like
he's like has his
bed.
Face mask on. Yeah. He's in a robe. He's yeah. like, what do you mean? Yeah, sheesh. Not every guy wants to hook up at 1 a.m.
Most do.
Most would be down. Okay. When I was in high school, there was a girl in my band class that had feelings for me.
Oh, and this is going to be good.
Band.
Why is
band
it going to be good?
No.
Why is it funny?
They have the.
No. Why
they,
is it funny?
No. Band has the most awesome experiences. Like I remember, like when I was playing sports, like we loved
like
the band.
The most kid. Awesome people, like down but, to earth.
Don't hate on Leif. He's a trumpet boy.
No, I know, but they it makes sense because the stories we'd hear about what would go on at these band camps and like conferences
band
and practices yeah,
some
was
drama.
Next level.
Down. Yeah.
That's true.
We lost a few kids from our football team because they were like, I'm going to band. There's some cool
things got
going
pretty
on.
Sexy.
Yeah. They're hitting the right notes.
Don't add phone.
Okay. Anyways, let me get back to the story without interruption, please. For some backstory. Okay. Sorry, I didn't finish the sentence because you guys had already started interrupting me. That feelings for me and express them in a really creepy way.
Wait, I don't even remember the first part.
You're when I was band? In high school, there was a girl in my band class that had feelings for me and expressed them in a really creepy way. For some backstory, she was upset and crying one day because she didn't get the position in the band that she wanted. I was put in the position that she wanted and decided that I would offer to give it to her because it clearly meant more to her than it did to me. A king. Yeah. Either way, the teacher did not let me switch positions, but thought I was at least nice to offer. A couple weeks go by and things had gotten kind of weird. She would be really flirty with me, which was fine. Then I heard she had been lying to people, including her close friends, saying that we had been texting and that I was flirting back. At this point in my life, I had a crush on someone else and was not interested. Oh, that actually is the worst. When people are misrepresenting you
totally.
As liking someone you don't like and you're like, I'm trying with someone else.
I feel like that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, Nick's like, everyone thinks I like you and I'm really trying hard. Okay. At this point in my life, I had a crush on someone else and was not interested. One of her friends, who we mutually knew, thought that something was weird when she saw text messages between the two of us and decided to ask me if it was true. I was flabbergasted because I didn't think I had ever texted this girl in my life and I didn't have her phone number. It turned out that she had another phone, maybe an old one of her siblings or family members. She was texting herself, but put my contact name as that phone number.
Ew.
I was pretty uncomfortable with this and I confronted her because I wanted it to stop. I get that she was just young as we were in high school and had feelings that she didn't know what to do with. Oh, he's understanding. But it felt a bit intrusive and creepy from my end. After a little, well, yeah, it's literally like identity theft.
Yeah.
A little while went by and things seemed more normal. She got my phone number somehow and would text me late at night sometimes trying to chat. I mostly ignored it and kept a cordial, civil relationship at school. Looking back on the situation, I sometimes think I was too nice to not have been more mad at her for telling so many lies about me. But my kindness shouldn't have caused such a problem. Moral of the story, if you like someone, don't be convoluted and lie. Just be upfront and tell them how you feel.
Good word. Hmm.
That's very creepy behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, 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 oof. I do not like that. Okay. I had a crazy ex I dated for about a year in high school. She was fun and got pretty close to some of my sisters.
Got pretty close to my fist.
She was physically abusive.
Oh,
I know. Kind of odd considering I was 2 to 3 times her size. I will spare the juicy details, but long story short, we broke up. I was then in a very good relationship with someone else for over a year before leaving on a 2-year church mission. We were pretty serious and were the classic I will wait for you relationship. My crazy ex was getting married around the same time I was leaving on my mission. I was happy she moved on and found someone that she liked. Well, about a week before leaving on my mission, this ex texted me completely out of the blue. Last chance, if you break up with blank and commit to writing me during your mission, I will call off my wedding and wait for you.
Oh my gosh.
Let me remind you, her wedding was 1 week away.
I feel like this happens. Like, I feel like I've heard this story.
That is insane. I told her absolutely not, as I was very happy in my current relationship. I told her she should seriously consider calling off the wedding based off the sheer fact that she was willing to call it off so easily.
Exactly.
But after some raging at me, she bitterly got married to this other guy.
Oh, no.
When returning
she really showed him.
Yeah. When returning from my mission, I learned that this ex would regularly message one of my sisters saying how much she missed me and missed our family and wished things worked out with us and maybe there's still hope when I get back.
What?
And she's married?
You're married.
Excuse me. She's divorced from that marriage and in hindsight, seems like she got married out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy. I have no words. When people make decisions like that, literally to get back at someone, it's like, you are ruining your whole life. What are you doing?
No. Maybe post a thirst trap on Instagram. Do not get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's post a TikTok twerking, honey.
Yeah. She's like, I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll get married and ruin my life.
He's like, don't do it. He's like, you're telling me not to do it? I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Okay, this is my last one. My wife was begging me to share a story, so here's one I experienced in high school and haven't even told my wife about yet.
Oh.
Ooh, it's honestly just one of those stories I tried to tuck away in my mind, and I still feel unease about how everything went down. I wasn't even dating this girl yet, still just figuring out if we liked each other or not. Well, it didn't take me long to figure out that I definitely did not like her. Something about her was off-putting. The problem, though, is that she liked me and was pressuring me into liking her. I kid you not, if I ignored her text, she would start sending me pictures of knives and saying that she would castrate me and I better not be ignoring her.
Report her to
I tried to brush them off as jokes, but it definitely felt like she was actually trying to make real threats and then laugh it off.
Ew.
She had a history of cutting herself, which is sad. It makes you want to help, but it also made me think that the whole knife thing was totally out of the realm of possibility. I was legit worried. Huh?
Probably wasn't totally out of the realm of possibility.
Oh yeah, wasn't totally out of the realm.
Maybe you did say that. I just didn't hear you.
I was legit worried in high school me was not going to risk getting snipped. I've done my best to avoid her and it still makes me feel weird that we live in the same town.
Ooh.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. To be continued.
That is creepy.
Wait, that's the last
Flash
one?
Flash forward to now and that's
this
like-
This is the last one.
Now he wears a cup.
Yeah, that was my last one.
Yeah. Wears a cup everywhere he goes. Last story. When I was in high school, I dated this girl, Haley, for about 2 years. Let's be honest, there were a lot of red flags throughout the relationship, including the fact that my sister continually told me that Haley was not a nice person. It became more and more obvious that Haley—
Always listen to your sister.
Mm-hmm. It became more and more obvious that Haley was exclusively nice to me and pretty much rude to everyone else. We had a short break between junior and senior year, but ended up getting back together in the fall of my final year of high school. A couple months into trying again, I knew this relationship was not something I needed to be a part of. When I was breaking up with Haley, she started crying, typical breakup stuff, but then she freaked out and said, well, I'm pregnant. The thing about it was there was no possible way for it to have been mine because we hadn't, you know, but she just kept insisting that she was pregnant and that we couldn't break up because it was mine. Needless to say, she eventually had to admit she was lying and I pretty much avoided her for the rest of senior year. Gosh. Life lesson learned, always listen to your sister. That's what he said. Fast forward, I ended up marrying my sister's college best friend, Emily, last spring.
Yeah, I was going to say, every single girl that my brothers have dated that I'm like, I don't like them, like right away, never worked out. The one girl that my oldest brother dated that I was like, I love her. Like, she's almost maybe too good for you. They ended up getting married.
Love that.
They just know.
Like, sisters know. And moms, if they are healthy and not like—
Yes, if they're healthy.
If they're not the creepy, overbearing moms who like have this weird relationship with their son where they think they're like married to them. They don't have that, always listen to your mom and sister. Mm-hmm. But I think sisters even more so because they're—
Yes.
I don't know. You can always tell if something's off.
Yep.
Which reminds me, girls. Some girl, I realized how protective I am over my brothers. I feel like I would, well, I'm sure you're that way either with a sister or a brother. But yeah. I'm just like—
Especially your younger siblings.
Your younger brothers, it's like, you don't want a girl, like a drama girl getting with them. It's like, no. Also, selfishly, because I don't want an annoying sister-in-law.
So. Yeah, exactly.
But also, you have to protect those sweet male souls.
Yes.
From getting injured.
Exactly, because they're sensitive. You know what? I will say having brothers, like older brothers that I saw, and then younger brothers, and them dating, I always would see this side of boys that I never knew that was like so sensitive, that would get like sad about girls. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it made me have so much more, you know.
Faith.
Yeah.
Faith in humanity.
Faith in men. And then it disappeared. No, I'm just kidding. It's still
there. Well, thank you for being a part of our Men Tell All, boys. I think your perspective was very helpful. Necessary for this episode. So thank you for making it what it was.
I'd like to thank all the guys for coming out, for showing up, seriously, for writing in.
Same. Thank you, guys. We couldn't have done this episode without you. We really wanted the male perspective. And you guys showed up and showed out for us. And so thank you for that.
We encourage you to keep listening. And bring more guys.
I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can only buy the blue merch if you're
this
a boy.
This is not a guy-girl thing. It's just this podcast for all
for
of humanity.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone.
That's beautiful, Leif. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you follow our Instagram if you want to keep updated on upcoming episodes and be a part of our episodes. You guys always just give us the best feedback and content, and that's why we get to do these episodes. So thank you guys so much. We love you, and
that's what we said.
Goodbye.